Well, he was a black, part Shetland pony, and a gelding, and kind of stocky. And his name was Ginger. And my dad bought him from a man that raised hogs. That pony, he'd do anything you told him to do. He was what they called whip broke. And you could take a belt and double it and then snap it and he'd face you. But we used him for everything. The little kids could play around him and on him. We'd put my little brother and his cousin on there and he'd just plod around, you know. I was raised at the tail end of the what was referred to back in those days as a Dust Bowl. See, the Dust Bowl taught farmers in that part of the country how to farm because they'd plow whole sections of land under and it'd blow. We called them black blizzards. Rather than a snow blizzard, it was a black blizzard. And you couldn't see any better in it than you could in a snow blizzard. So we'd go to school. We still had to go to school in it. And when we rode that pony to school that one day, it wasn't blowing. So everything was okay, and we rode him to school and put him in the shed and went to school, and then pretty soon the wind got to blowing. So we were just going to get on him and head for home because we figured, well, he knows the way home. And about that time, the old truck showed up with one of our parents driving it because they were afraid that he would get lost in the dust storm, but I'm knowing the way he was, I kind of thought he'd have found his way home, you know. We probably, if it had just been us trying to find our way home, we probably wouldn't have found our way home, but he'd find his way home, you know. I'll tell you about this pony. We had our milk cow stanchions in the barn. Milk cows would come in and put their head in the stanchion, and you could keep them in there. You could lock them into that stanchion, just the head. They'd have their head. Twin brother and I were milking the cows, and my little brother, he was watching us, and there was an old bucket sitting there, and he'd turned the bucket over and was sitting on the bucket. And that's where he was at the last time I looked. And pretty soon I looked up. Well, this pony, Ginger, was across the lane in the barn where there were regular horse stalls, and he was in his stall eating. And he was just standing there. And I happened to look up, and my little brother's name was Larry, walked across to that pony, and the horse had his nose in the box, and he didn't know what, wasn't paying any attention to what was behind him. Larry walked up and grabbed him right above the hock. Well, I saw just as he did it, you know, nothing you could do. He did it. And just wondering what was going to happen, and I expected the horse to kick, you know. But he didn't. He jumped and turned around and looked and saw who was there, went back to eating.